Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. How you guys doing? It's a wonderful, wonderful day. It's new. It's never been done before. Yes, I said it. This day has never been done before. This date, this time, this year has never been done before. We go back and we disregard and we forget that God has given us another chance to make it right. He has given us another chance to live. He has given us another chance to be. He has given us another chance. And God, I ask that you just continue to bless and keep those that are on this podcast, that listen to this podcast, that are sharing this podcast, that is just want to share your love and your word. I ask God that you continue to protect them, put the hedge of protection around them, keep them, and continue to bless and encourage them as they go through their highways and byways. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. You know, usually I just get into it, but I just felt compelled to, you know, cover y'all this morning just to let y'all know, hey, it's okay. It's a wonderful day. It's another chance to get it right. But aren't we tired and frustrated about when we have, who needs a revival? I know I do. Yes, sir. I need a revival. But I don't need my revival to be in January or February of the next coming year. I need a revival any chance I can get. I need a revival every chance that I have the opportunity to say I need a revival. I need a revival when I'm tired. I need a revival when it's time for me to deal with certain people. Real talk. I need a revival when I feel distressed at times. I need a revival. Even when I feel good, I just need an extra push. I need a revival. And right now, I'm just saying there is a revival. The revival has come. There's a new day of restoration. There's a new day of change. There's a new day. And if we continue to sit here in a stagnant place, because some of y'all are stagnant. Some of y'all like standing water, stinky and smelly. Some of y'all doing the same things that y'all been doing for the last year. How is that working? It's called a cycle. We need to get out of it. Hello. I know I'm all up in y'all business today. I know it's okay. But that's all right, because I come to y'all to let y'all know that it's okay, that you can have your revival, that there is restoration. You will be renewed. There is newness that's coming. God is doing a new thing. He says when we say that we have come and we are transformed and new, and when we accept the blood of Jesus and we accept God as our personal Savior and we understand that He is the author and finisher of our faith, we are supposed to be renewed. We are supposed to be changed. We're supposed to be all of our thoughts are new. Everything should be, the past is the past and the new is now. And for some of us, we are still wrapped up in what it looks like, what it is, why it is, and when it is. When there's no reason to feel the way you do. I'm asking God to give you a revival. It is revival time. When we talked about the reaping and we talked about separating the wheat from the tare, it is revival time. Because even though we are reaping, we've been through the reaping stages now. We're going through the picking of the wheat, and now it is time to get and look at your storehouse and see what God is doing in the storehouse, and looking at the fruits of your labor. Yes, now you're tired, now you can sit down and rest, but that's when the revival comes. That's when you're revived. That's when you're able to get rest. That is when. But you're so wrapped up in what it looks like and how much work you put into it, and how come this person to the left of me is getting promoted and how this person to the right is getting promoted. But I see my fruits, but they're not enough. I'm not happy with what I have. I wouldn't do it if I were you. I wouldn't look at and compare myself to somebody else. First and foremost, you don't know what they've been through. First and foremost, you don't know what they've done to get it. Secondly, you don't have a clue to what they had to be in order for them to sustain that. I'm telling you, there's always a saying that I always say, I don't want nobody else's stuff, because What they did to get it, you gonna have to do to keep it. Real talk. So stop worrying about what's going on the left and the right of you. Start being focused and look God directed. How about you get the clarification of you from Father God? See, what this is really an identity crisis. You're so wrapped up in what somebody else is dealing with, you don't really understand what you're dealing with. And you don't know you. You don't have a clue of who or whose you are. You say you kingdom. You say you Christian. You say you love the Lord. But do you really? Do you really love the Lord? Because if you did love the Lord, you wouldn't even think about, dealing with somebody else or looking at somebody else's stuff. So don't compare yourself. You are worthy. You've been worthy. You have been tested and tried. Stop walking in somebody else's shadow. That's a shadow. A shadow that is dark. That's not of you. That's not nobody else but them. Let them do them and you do you. The biggest thing that we deal with so much right now in this world right now is the fact that we don't love ourselves. And I'm not talking about indulging yourself, being gluttonous and nasty and buying stuff in excessive. That's not what I mean. That is entirely not what I mean. What I mean is being able to honor yourself, honor the God in you, taking time out to rest, having balance, being able to go into to study, to show thyself approved to God, not to nobody else, to being able to have an understanding of the relationship you have with God, understanding that true God-fearing people are just that. They fear and they reverence his glory. That's why they don't want to mess up. And they don't mess up. You know why? Because they're covered by the blood. And even if they in their mistakes, because when we mess up, it's finite. But when we make mistakes, we learn from those mistakes. And we make it better. That's what makes us so different than the world. We are not of the world. We are in the world. And we're supposed to be representations of his glory. Come on, y'all. Let's do this thing. Stop sitting there and wondering what's going on to the left and the right of you. Start being focused and research. Start taking down notes. Start writing. Start doing those books that God promised you. And you were told years ago that you got a book in you. Now you got 4 books. But because you wasted so much time on doing none of them, now the ones that you were supposed to do 4 years ago are backed up in you. So now it's time to write. The poems that you were supposed to write, the songs you were supposed to compose, the business you were supposed to develop, the innovation and the inventions that you were supposed to invent. They're still there. They're just waiting to be pulled out. Let's get it in, guys. Let's do this. It's time. We cannot waste no more time on some incidental feelings. Your feelings cannot make a decisive decision, and you can't. Like I say all the time, you cannot make a decisive decision in an emotional state. Get out of yourself. Get out of your emotions. Start loving yourself, correcting yourself, developing yourself, and getting an understanding and a love of God. Start starting over with your relationship with Daddy. Start courting him again, bringing him back to you. Start taking God on a date. That's right. I know it sounds crazy. But it's intimacy, and that's what he craves, and that's what we need. That's where worship is. If we truly know the word, if I worship him in spirit and in truth, that we are supposed to worship him in spirit and in truth, then we would have an understanding and we would have a peace that passes all understanding. I know I've been hard on you early this morning, but that's all right. Get your joke. I'm your morning joke. It is what it is. And if you're listening to it, then you really want to know and you really need it. All I'm saying is time. We have the tools and we have the resources. And you know, most of all, we got the God of all. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose. Let's do it, guys.